Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Finland, seminar on Chinese regime's organ harvesting crimes held in Helsinki. Indonesia, practitioners hold parade and character formation in Bali. Falun Gong practitioner attacked by two CCP mobsters in Hong Kong. Canada, introducing Falun Dafa at McGill University's annual activities night. Brazil, Art of Jin Shan Rin International Exhibition held at University of Brasilia. And Poland, Falun Gong practitioners bring Chinese culture to the Flower Festival. Now for the stories.
Finland. Seminar on Chinese regime's organ harvesting crimes held in Helsinki. A seminar about the Chinese communist regime's organ pillaging from prisoners of conscience was held at the General Post Office building in Helsinki, Finland on September 18, 2019. The organization supporting human rights in China hosted the seminar, and the speakers included independent investigator and human rights lawyer David Mattis, senior investigative reporter Ethan Gutman, Anver Toti, former surgeon from Xinjiang, who witnessed doctors remove an organ from a living person, and a public health researcher from the University of Helsinki, who spoke at the seminar on behalf of Physicians for Social Responsibility, a Finnish medical association that aims to promote health and equality in Finland and around the world. She said that Spain, Israel, Italy, Norway, and Taiwan have prohibited their citizens from going to China for organ transplantation. Dr. Anver Toti is a former Uyghur surgeon from China who now lives in London. He said the Chinese regime has treated about 1 million Uyghur prisoners as living organ donors, just as it does Falun Gong practitioners. He noted that patients in China have to wait only a week to obtain a matching organ. He also showed a picture of a special lane at an airport in China that is specifically used for transporting organs that have been taken from living people. Mr. Gutman said that organs taken from living prisoners of conscience are used in about 60,000 to 100,000 organ transplants conducted yearly in China, and that the majority of the victims are Falun Gong practitioners. Human rights lawyer David Mattis proposed actions Finland can take to help mitigate such atrocities. The speakers also highlighted the final judgment of the China Tribunal, which collected overwhelming evidence from witnesses, medical journals, and independent investigations before affirming on June 17, 2019, that the Chinese regime is killing prisoners of conscience for organs on a large scale. The independent tribunal was led by Sir Geoffrey Nice, QC, who was a prosecutor for the International Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia.
Indonesia, practitioners hold parade and character formation in Bali. Falun Gong practitioners from Indonesia held week-long activities to introduce the spiritual and meditation practice to the public. They arranged themselves to form the Chinese characters for Falun Dafa on Sanur Beach in Bali on Friday, September 20, 2019. They held an experience-sharing conference the next day, followed by a large parade and public activities on Sunday, September 22. With detailed planning and cooperation of hundreds of practitioners, the characters Falun Dafa formed a grand scene under the brilliant blue sky. Practitioners gathered to do the Falun Gong exercises on Renon Square before the parade on Sunday. The Tianguo Marching Band led the parade, followed by practitioners displaying large banners. Next came an exercise demonstration team, practitioners dressed in ethnic costumes and as heavenly maidens, and a flag team. Waist drummers played powerful music at the end of the procession. Through these activities, many people learned about Falun Gong and the persecution of practitioners in China by the communist regime. When they heard about the regime's torture and killing of practitioners for organs, many people signed a petition demanding that the perpetrators be brought to justice.
Falun Gong practitioner attacked by two CCP mobsters in Hong Kong. Falun Gong practitioner Ms. Liao Sholan was attacked by two mobsters in Hong Kong at about 4 p.m. on September 24th. After being hit numerous times with expandable batons, Ms. Liao's head was bleeding profusely. The incident was reported to the police. A spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association said that the Chinese Communist Party had recently widened the persecution against Falun Gong from mainland China to Hong Kong. He called on international society to take note of the increased brutality from the CCP in Hong Kong. On the afternoon of September 24th, Ms. Liao went with two friends to the Cheung Sha Wan police station to discuss the issuance of a permit for Falun Gong activities to be held on October 1st. As the woman returned after the meeting and were walking along Cheung Shan Street, they saw two strangers coming toward them from the opposite direction. Ms. Ho and I were in the front while Ms. Liao was walking behind us, recalled Ms. Liao. Noticing the two men holding foot-long batons with their faces covered in black cloth, Ms. Liao was curious. They passed Ms. Ho and me and went directly to Ms. Liao. They hit her with the baton several times. Two of us called out and tried to stop them with our bags, but the two men fled and left in a white vehicle, she said. As a result of being struck, Ms. Liao's head bled heavily, and it was difficult to stop the bleeding. The women reported the assault to the police. Although Falun Gong is freely practiced in Hong Kong, pro-CCP organizations such as the Youth Care Association have been interfering with and harassing practitioners. It is believed that this attack was ordered by CCP entities. Based on this incident, the Falun Dafa Association spokesperson said, and from what has been happening in Hong Kong during the past few months, we can see that the CCP not only brutally suppresses Falun Gong and other kind people in China, it is also increasingly extending its black hands and shameless tactics to Hong Kong. Urging local police to bring the attackers to justice, he said, the whole world bears witness to all of this. The suppression and persecution of Hong Kong people are in plain view of the world. Practitioners in Hong Kong hold numerous events every day to raise awareness of the 20-year-long suppression in mainland China. These events include April 25th, commemorating the peaceful appeal in 1999, and July 20th, the date the persecution started in 1999, along with May 13th, World Falun Dafa Day, and other occasions.
Canada, introducing Falun Dafa at McGill University's annual Activities Night. The Falun Dafa Club was one of over 250 student clubs and organizations that had booths to welcome new students to McGill University's Activity Nights on the evenings of September 11th and 12th, 2019. The Falun Dafa Club, established in 2017, has participated in this popular event three times now. Dafa practitioners talk to students about the practice's many physical and mental benefits. Quite a few students expressed an interest in learning more about Falun Dafa and registered for the free introductory event and exercise teaching workshop. The Falun Dafa Club's presence at Activities Night gave students from China an opportunity to learn the truth about the practice, which has been brutally persecuted in China since 1999. The young practitioner's calm and rational demeanor stood in contrast to the Chinese Communist Party's demonized portrayal of Falun Dafa. In contrast to previous years, more Chinese students stopped at the Falun Dafa booth and asked questions about the practice. Anna, a member of the Falun Dafa Club, said, In prior years, the students from China mainly stood at a distance, and some took pictures. It's not the case this year. Many more Chinese students have approached our booth and asked questions about Falun Dafa. They seemed genuinely interested and had very good questions. During the two-day event, many Western students who had heard about Falun Dafa and the CCP's persecution in China stopped by. A number of them left their names and telephone numbers to be notified of the next free teaching workshop. Many students picked up the small buttons that read, "I support Falun Dafa," and put them on their backpacks, and many offered encouraging words. Some who were hearing about Falun Dafa for the first time said that they were drawn by the practice's principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Over 30 students from diverse nationalities, including Chinese, signed up to be notified of future events. The Falun Dafa Club at McGill University offers free instruction sessions and has group practice every week. Introductory workshops, film screenings, and other events will be held during the coming semester.
Brazil, Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition held at the University of Brasilia. The Art of Zhen Shan Ren International Exhibition completed its two-week exhibit at the University of Brasilia. Faculty, students, and university administrators had high praise for the artwork, and several expressed interest in learning Falun Dafa. University of Brasilia is a federal public university in Brasilia, the capital of Brazil. Established in 1962, it now has more than 40,000 students, faculty, and staff. Thiago, a UNB alumni, returned to the university to search for a book about meditation. He noticed the art exhibition and was excited to see so many stories about Falun Dafa practitioners. He asked several questions and was told that Falun Dafa cultivation practice is very profound. He immediately said, "These subjects are so interesting. I never heard of them before. Where can I learn the exercises?" Thiago couldn't wait for the next workshop and asked to be shown the meditation exercise. Sisters Bruna and Jessica are both students of the university. They visited the exhibition several times during the 2 weeks it was held. Deeply moved by the suffering that Chinese Falun Dafa practitioners have experienced during the persecution, the sisters said they wanted to join the candlelight vigil on July 20th to uphold justice and refute evil. Keller is a school teacher working on his master's degree at UNB. He carefully studied each artwork and asked about the current situation of religion and belief in China. Keller explained, "I had some knowledge of the Communist Party, but I wasn't aware that such a cruel persecution was going on in China. It is outrageous. Those who are against God and Buddha and kill spiritual believers are the most ignorant." Arthur, a sophomore, felt inspired to repeatedly visit the art exhibition. He said that viewing the artworks explained what Falun Dafa is, what cultivation is, and why good people suffer. He said that the exhibition was profound and he learned something new each time he viewed the paintings. Arthur said, "When I go home, I will read Juan Falun."
Poland. Falun Gong practitioners bring Chinese culture to the Flower Festival. The 42nd Flower, Fruit, and Vegetable Festival took place on September 14th in Skierniewice, Poland, and Falun Gong practitioners' dragon dance team participated in the festival's parade. This is the fifth time practitioners have joined this annual event, and their bright-colored blue and yellow banners and lively golden dragon dance received warm applause from the crowd. Located halfway between two of Poland's largest cities, Skierniewice is known for its fruit farming and agricultural research. Residents of nearby towns also joined this annual festival, and the number of attendees this year reached 300,000. Elected officials were among those in attendance at the event this year, including the Polish president. The practitioner's golden dragon was more than 40 yards long and had 21 practitioners in the dragon formation. During the parade, practitioners also used a loudspeaker to explain how the meditation and principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance benefit people around the world. Christoph said he enjoyed watching the Dragon Dance team. He said, "I could tell that the meditation helped you with physical strength and endurance. Collaboration between the team members also went very well." Alyssa said she agrees with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. She said, "Our world needs them. After all, people should care about each other and be nice to each other." Malgorzata said, "The principles of Falun Gong bring a positive message, and they are very meaningful. To me, honesty and kindness are something that all of us should cherish," she commented. Shmiluska thanked the practitioner for sharing the information and was glad to hear that anyone could learn the exercises and teachings free of charge. She said she is interested in learning the meditation as well as joining the Dragon Dance. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.